Today is Sunday, March 24th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Happy New Year! my name is Adam, and this is Geeky Gay, and it's a personal journal of me, and I am back. So, by popular demand, all of my fantastic listeners... Well, I got like two messages on Twitter from two or three different messages on Twitter and or Facebook that were like, hey, we missed your podcast. It was probably just Scotty, but you know. Anyway, so I decided to go ahead and record another little show. It's just been really busy. And normally I'll say, I promise I'm going to get back to a regular schedule and all of that kind of stuff. But I'm not going to promise anything because, hopefully I will get back into like a routine at some point. Maybe even this week. Who knows? Maybe I'll start doing weekly again. But I don't know. I feel like a broken record because I say that every single time. And then I'll go for a month or two. Or I don't know. I'll go for a certain amount of time. I sound really weird in my headphones right now. And I hope I'm not going to sound like all distorted and weird in the recording. So I'm just going to look and see. Maybe I need to just fix that. And see if I sound a little bit. Oh, that's why I sounded. Okay. So I sound a little bit better now. I need to play around. I was playing with my audio because... you guys are used to me giving like audio updates and like what's going on with the audio situation, but I went on a cruise, which I'm going to talk about, and hopefully I'm going to do like a 3-part cruise thing because I don't have a lot of time to record an episode right now. And I attempted to record this episode 5 days ago and I had it all recorded and it was a good like 25, 30 minute episode and it was fantastic. And then what happened was for some reason Audacity corrupted the file and I'm trying to learn Adobe Audition. I mean, not that Audacity's been great for the past like 10 years that I've been podcasting, but I pay for this Adobe subscription for Premiere and for some other Adobe things that I like never use that I always intend to use. But anyway, so I recorded the whole thing and I started to edit it and I went to open it and I had saved it, but the Audacity file had nothing in it. And I tried to open it and I got this weird error message that I've never seen ever. And so I was like, ugh. And I'm sure there are ways that I could have gone in because the thing is, I'm going to get too technical because, hey, this is Geeky Gay. Audacity has a main file that I would only have to assume is like a list of all the recordings and an order and like all the effects that you're applying. I'm guessing here because there's a folder called data that has tiny little audio clips. And they're, I don't know, they're like 10 seconds or something. And so if you record 30 minutes, you have thousands of these audio clip files in this data folder. And then you have the Audacity project file that's outside of the data folder in the main project folder. And I'm assuming that tells Audacity, hey, here's how you piece all of these individual like 10-second clips back together. And maybe it has some information about, you know, here are the effects that you need to apply or, you know, I don't know. That file is what got corrupted and was null, but all of the individual like 10-second clips were there, except they're not in any particular order. You can't really get them in a particular order. Now, I'm sure there's a way because when we were doing Dubious Intent, Daniel, one time we had this issue, I think, with Dubious Intent, and I believe Daniel wrote a little computer script or a program or something that went in and pieced all of those back together in the right order. But I didn't have time to do that. And I didn't have time to figure all that stuff out. And I was like, you know what? It'll be shorter just to record a new episode. So that's what I'm doing. So I was planning on having you guys a fresh new Geeky Gay on Monday of last week. And instead, you're going to get one on Sunday night. I'm going to post it at the same time as I record Survivors Ready. That's the plan anyway, as long as this file doesn't get corrupted as well. So there you go. A lot of things happened in my life since the last time I recorded, or the last time I posted, was December 8th. And since then, I went, Mark and I, we had Christmas. We went to Destin with my family, which I was a little bit scared about because, you know, we were sleeping, Mark and I were sleeping in the same bed in a house with the rest of my family, who are all kind of accepting the fact that I'm gay and I have a boyfriend. I mean, you know, they're nice to our faces. I don't know what they say when we're gone, but, you know, but that went surprisingly well. I think my parents, my brother met a new lady who has, she's from Mexico, and I think she's lived in the United States for 4 or 5 years. The thing is, she has 4 children. She has twin daughters who are, I think they're 16, and she has a son who's 7, and she has another daughter who still lives in Mexico, who I think just graduated high school or something like that. So anyway, the thing is, none of them speak very good English, and my brother kind of rushed everything, and they've already gotten married, and so now he had one daughter by his last wife that he has sole custody of, and she has autism, and so he already had kind of like a thing, you know, with having to take care of an autistic daughter. And then he meets this lady, and she's very nice. I mean, I can't really have long conversations with her because I don't remember my high school Spanish very well. But I think mom was more concerned with that whole situation and like the fact that she has 4 new grandchildren and she can't really converse with them because they don't speak great English. And, you know, all of the kids were running around the house, and, you know, so I think Mark and I were the least of their worries. And anyway, it turned out to be really fun. The only thing is, we knew it was not going to be the greatest of weather because it was December/January in Destin. And, we couldn't swim in the ocean or anything. There were people going out and like dipping their toes in and stuff like that, but it was kind of gray. But anyway, all in all, it went very well. And then in February, nothing really happened all that much in January. Work has been really busy. And then we've been doing some Pride 48 meetings and stuff like that, because I will announce here, but we're also having a State of the Station on March 31st at 8 p.m. Eastern. But we are having both a June From Home event this year, and we are also repeating the live in-person New Orleans event this year in August. I'm going to say August 16th through 18th, but if you go to pride48.com, you'll see the exact, I don't have it in front of me. Anyway, so we've been meeting about that, but it's going very well. The planning is going great. I know everyone had a really good time last year, and that's why I really wanted to, I didn't want to skip a year. I wanted to get right in there and do another year. We liked the hotel. They were great to us. You know, everyone had a fantastic time. And so we just wanted to do it again. And Taylor and Taffy didn't get to come last year because of Taylor's cancer. And we really wanted everyone to get a chance to see Taylor and Taffy and have a live Pod as My Co-Pilot. I mean, you know, it's not like we said, oh, we've got to have a live Pod as My Co-Pilot, so we're going to have it again this year. But I just, you know, it seemed that everyone really enjoyed it. So I hope all of you come, including those of you who are from Australia and any other country. I'm talking to you, RT Cruiser and Scotty. But, you know, hey, maybe New Zealand folks can come. Maybe Arthur could come. But we want you all to be there this year, and it's going to be just as much fun, if not more. And again, you can look at pride48.com. But I'm also attempting to do a new Pride 48 website. And I say attempting because I've said this multiple times, and I'm really hoping that I get a new website up in time for the registration to begin for the June event. But worst case scenario, I hope to have a new website up by the June event, because the registration stuff and all the event stuff that's in there is the harder thing to do than, you know, the visual stuff. And so I, you know, we'll see what happens. But anyway, so that happened in February. I also had I was in another musical playing trumpet, And it was Jesus Christ Superstar, and it was much better than the last one I was in that was Sunset Boulevard. And that went really well. I was the only trumpet again, which I was really surprised. Well, I wasn't surprised, but I was like really happy that she invited me back, because Sunset Boulevard, I was also the only trumpet. And normally in the past, she only asks me to play when I'm the second trumpet. But this is now the second show in a row where I've basically been, well, not basically, I mean, I have been indeed the only trumpet, and it went really well. And then March, you know, March came along, and I decided we really needed a vacation, just Mark and I, because we went to the Philippines in February of 2018, and then the rest of 2018, we didn't really do any really nice vacations because the Philippines was so expensive, and I had gone to London and yada, 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 and I used up most of my vacation days, so I didn't have a lot of vacation days either. And so I decided, let's just bite the bullet and do a cruise. And so we decided to do a Disney cruise because of all of the talking of Pod as my co-pilot about how wonderful Disney cruises are. And that was just a sample of what we heard over every time we left port. I don't know when they do it exactly, but that's the horn of the Disney Magic, which is the ship that actually that you just heard was the horn of the Disney Dream. But we were on the Disney Magic. We did a 4-day cruise, and it was it started from Miami, and then we overnight went to Key West and stopped in Key West the next day, and then the next day we stopped in the Bahamas in Nassau. And the next day we stopped in Castaway Key, which is Disney's private island. And then we were back to Miami on the next day. And I just want to say, I am now officially a cruiser. Well, maybe I'll wait until the second cruise to say this officially, you know, but I had such a good time. And, you know, so I'll just walk you guys through, you know, there was a little drama because we flew to Miami the day before. So the cruise left on March 13th. We flew to Miami on the 12th. On the way to the airport, I got up a little bit later than I had planned. And so I was rushing. I needed to brush Sydney, the dog, before we take her over to my parents because, you know, my mom doesn't do well with the whole grooming of a Shih Tzu thing. She's always had short hair dogs, I guess. Well, when I was growing up, we had a long haired Maltese, but for whatever reason, I need to groom Sydney before we go over to before my parents are going to keep her for an extended period. And so I did that, but we were running a little bit behind, but I knew in my head, you know, how much time we had. And the time that I had told Mark that we needed to leave, really, we had a little bit of a buffer there because we have a very small airport. And so there's never a line. And so we only need about an hour to get through security, check in, do all that, and, you know. And so we were still okay, and we needed to take Sydney to my parents. Well, we leave, and Mark is stressed because we're like 20 minutes past the time that I told him we were going to be leaving. And so he's stressed already and running around and like, you know, and I'm trying to get Sydney brushed. And I know that, you know, we have time, and so I'm not too worried about it. But we leave. We get 3 or 4 minutes down the road. Mark realizes he left his cell phone in the house. So we have to go back to the house, get his cell phone, and then we're off to my parents. We get to my parents, and at that point, it takes about 15 minutes to get to the airport because we live relatively close to our airport. And by the time we get to the airport, we will have exactly an hour, which is perfect. So I felt fine. You know, everything was in the car. We were great. Then we get about 5 minutes away from the airport, and Mark realizes that he left our Disney book and our luggage tags that they had given us and said, you must bring these with you, you know, to put on your luggage on the first day, you know, blah, 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 blah. And plus the book had all this information that they want you to have. And he's like, I'm like, okay, well, I think we could probably be okay without that stuff, but he was determined that we needed to get the stuff. So I'm like, well, let's park at the closest parking space to the terminal. And again, this is a small airport, so we can get within I don't know, within 500 feet of the, I'm probably wrong, but within a very short distance of the terminal if you do short-term parking. So I'm like, let's do that. Let's check in so we know we're checked in, get our luggage checked in, do all of that, then go back to the car and go back home. Well, we checked in. There wasn't a huge line, so that was fine. And then we get back in the car, and I'm like, when he asked Siri for directions home, we know how to get to the airport, but I mean, he was doing it more for exact timing, or maybe Google, I'm not sure which one. But anyway, when he did that, there was only, it was going to be like 20 minutes to get home in traffic. And we, 20 minutes home, 2 or 3 minutes to get the thing we needed, and 20 minutes back was going to put us into boarding time. And this is a small airport. They don't board for a really long period of time before they close the door, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, I don't know if we can make this. I'm like, let me call Disney and see if they really need this. So I called them, but the hold time was like 15 minutes. So we were literally 5 minutes away from home when Disney customer service finally answered. And they said, oh, no, you're fine. We'll have extra luggage tags there. You do not have to have that. You should go back to the airport, or, you know, whatever. They didn't tell me what to do, but I mean, she said, you're fine to go back to the airport. You don't have to look for your luggage tags. So I'm like, Mark, we need to turn around right now. So we turned around. We got parked. We got in. We got through security. There was a little bit of a line, but not a huge line. But after we got through security, they were literally announcing our names on the loudspeaker and saying, we're boarding now. We need Adam and Mark, you know, immediately to gate, blah, blah, blah. So I would say we were within 5 minutes of missing that flight. So anyway, we made the flight. We stayed in a hotel that we had stayed in before in Miami, and we didn't even realize it. They changed their name. And so, and we didn't like it the last time we stayed in it. So, you know, it is what it is. But we had a really nice meal, though, that was upscale Filipino slash Asian food. And I can't think of the name, but maybe I'll put it in the show notes. But if you're ever in Miami, it was super good, like upscale Filipino food. It was great. And then we didn't do much else because we didn't have time. We did the spa the next morning, and then we got an Uber. We ate at a little bakery at a resort next door to the one we were at, and then we got an Uber to the boat. And so we go to get on the boat, and I had to – the first thing I'll say is – I had to book the ticket under Joseph because they said you have to book under whatever's on your passport. And I think I called them or I emailed them or something. I'm like, I don't want to be called Joseph on the ship the whole 4 days. Like, can I tell them when I check in, hey, would everyone call me Adam? Well, we get through the line, we get through security, we get up to the person who's kind of checking us in, and we have to fill out a health form that says, have you had a fever in the past 24 hours? Are you coughing? Do you have a stomach ache? You know, I guess because of like all the sickness that has happened on cruise ships. But anyway, we get in, we talk to him, and I'm like, is there any way that you can tell them or put on a form or in the computer system or whatever, that they should call me Adam? And he's like, oh, there's not really any place that they call your name. And he's like, I can't really do that. Even though customer, and like, I didn't want to cause a scene just over a name. So I just said, fine, you know, and we went in and whatever. And sure enough, everywhere we went in the boat, on the TV screen, in our room, our servers at the restaurants, like everybody was calling me Joseph, like the whole cruise. That was like the one irritating thing, which is minor. I'm seriously, because everything you do when you're going over, when you're going out of the country, especially, you have to book it in whatever is on your passport. And your passport has your full legal name. So I always end up getting called Joseph anytime I go out of the country. I almost got stuck in Iceland, if you guys remember, because I had booked my ticket under Adam. And they said the U.S. won't let you back in if you don't have it as it's on your passport. And I just snuck through. They didn't check, and so I just literally snuck through the line, and they let me on the plane without realizing it. But so anyway, we got on the ship. They had a tour of the ship within like 30 minutes of us getting on. We did a tour. It's a smaller ship, but it was really nice. They have areas for youth and areas for adults, so I was really happy about that. We bought a spa package immediately so we could do the spa every day. And then we did, they had a safety meeting. So we all had to go to a safety meeting. And then we had our first dinner. Well, no, sorry. Then we had our first show at 6:15, which was a Cinderella, like a spin on Cinderella. And it was really good. The singers were great. The guys were cute. I was amazed by the sets that they had, because they had three different Broadway caliber shows on this ship, all in the same auditorium, all with like really massive sets where they change set, you know, multiple times during the course of an hour show. And they rise up out of the stage and they come down from the top and they come in from the sides. And they're all these really big sets. I don't know where they store all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, I really don't know. But it was a really good show. And then we had our first dinner, which was another thing that I didn't love is when you're a couple and you can't fill up an entire table, because what Disney does is they actually they have three different restaurants that are free. Food is free, air quotes, on a cruise. And there are different things that you can pay for, but like they have a bunch of fast food type stuff around the pool areas. They have a buffet, but then Disney also has restaurants, and they seat you each night at a different restaurant. So you get the restaurant experience. And the cool thing is, unlike the buffet, there's a menu where you actually order off the menu. You feel like you're getting the full restaurant experience. And so we ate at, I want to say it was called Rapunzel's, but it was based on Tangled. The only thing I didn't like is I was wearing a few things I didn't like. Overall, I love the cruise experience and I loved this cruise, but, they had these characters from Tangled that were, I don't know, they were like ruffians, like they were these guys that were in one of the scenes that they were in a bar and they were heckling people and like being kind of rude as you walked through the line. And I was wearing my baseball cap, and people know, I'm a little sensitive about my hair anyway. And, you know, and he said, "Oh, why are you wearing a baseball cap? Are you bald under there?" Oh, it drove me crazy. Anyway, I don't like people being mean. I don't like rudeness, you know, et cetera. But, you know, the theme of the restaurant was nice. The tables were nice. The thing I didn't like was that they sit you with, if you're a couple and you can't fill up a table, they sit you with other people. I don't like small talk, but Mark likes it even less than I do. So when we get in those situations, I am the one that has to make small talk with all the, you know, with all the folks. And so, and I will say our couples were very friendly, and you know, that was all good. They were very friendly, and we had a couple from DC that seemed very, I don't know how to describe them. I don't want to say hippie, but they were just very, you know, suburb, metropolitan area, kind of, you know, whatever. And they were both worked for the government in defense. So like the wife, she actually works at the Pentagon, and the husband is like some defense contractor or something. So, you know, they were fun, and he was a DILF actually. He was very cute, and they might have been younger than me. I'm not sure. I didn't get their ages, but they were around my age, if not a little younger. So in around early 40s, late 30s, I don't know, somewhere around there. And then the other couple was a Southern couple from, they lived in Jackson, Mississippi, and the woman reminded me of so much of Taffy from Pod is My Co-Pilot. It was crazy. I mean, she looked so much like her. I thought I was talking to Taffy. But the thing, they were both couples were Disney fanatics, kind of like Pod is My Co-Pilot or Disney fanatics. They were on their fifth or sixth Disney cruise each. And they both couples have children, but decided not to bring their children on a Disney cruise. It was, so their children were home in school, you know, whatever, staying with the grandparents, and they were on a Disney cruise. So, but the food was good. I would say, you know, it wasn't five-star restaurant quality necessarily. Anytime you're serving massive amounts of people, like on a cruise ship, I feel like you probably can't, I don't know, you probably can't meet that level, but the service was really good. They learned our names. I told them, hey, I go by Adam the first night. The thing about your servers is they even though you change restaurants every night, the servers follow you. So they go from restaurant to restaurant, and you have the same servers every night. And so I told them the first night, hey, I know it says Joseph, but I really go by Adam. They wrote it down, and from then on, they called me Adam. The drink that I ordered the first night, when we would go into the restaurant the next night and the next night, they would bring that drink automatically and then ask me, is there anything else you'd like? So they, you know, or is this okay because this is what you ordered? So they try to remember that. You can order anything off the menu, multiples of things. So you could get multiple appetizers, you could get multiple entrees, you could get multiple desserts. Like, it's like a buffet, but you're just ordering off of a menu. And so that was really good. They had a little show in Rapunzel's, and then that night they were playing Captain Marvel, which was cool because it had just come out the weekend before. And we watched Captain Marvel in the Walt Disney Theater, which is the big theater where they do all of their, you know, all of their Broadway style shows. And so anyway, it was a wonderful first day. And my verdict is, I thought the service, the shows, the amount of stuff that you have to do is so fun. And I don't have to plan anything, but Mark loves to have a vacation planned. You literally get on the cruise ship and there's so much to do that you just kind of checklist, you know, things that you want to do. But I don't have to plan it ahead of time. I'm going to be like, oh, we have a 6:15 show and then we go see Captain Marvel after dinner, you know, whatever. And then our port of call tomorrow is Key West. It was great. So anyway, I'm going to end it here for now and hopefully have a couple of more episodes to tell you more about the cruise. So for more information, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. Matt from Chubbs Gone Wild, I think I have a voicemail from you. I'll play that on a future episode, I promise. And you can call 229-234-7587. I believe that could be wrong, but you can look on the website. You can find many more shows over at pride48.com. And don't forget about State of the Station on March 31st. See you guys later. Bye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.